Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line a Mr. Adrian Craig, and he's written a number of books. One of them, of course, was recently sent to me at Call on the Illuminati, but we're going to be talking about some of his other books that he's written, and his contention that there is not an awful lot of difference between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, and this whole myth of the two-party system is just that. It's a myth. Mr. Craig, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure, Stan.
Why don't you just sort of tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself? I understand you have a PhD, and you have sort of an interesting history. You've done a lot of things, and you've studied extensively, and you've written a number of books on the various subjects, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I don't like to toot my own horn, so I'll just say I was born in Switzerland in 1938, which makes me an old crock. And I emigrated to the United States in 1952. Served in the U.S. military, probably for the most part I'm self-educated, and I ran a company, a small multinational, for about 37 years, and then I liquidated, and I had a lot of patents, so I licensed all those patents to different manufacturers, and then I did some expert witness and consulting stuff, and then I decided it was time for me to pay back and to tell people what's really going on.
All right, fine. So you took to writing books and talking, and you've written. And how many books have you written?
Well, I've written about 12 books, but four of them deal with political issues.
All right, fine. Well, now we were talking when we talked earlier today about one that's sort of looking into the future. What did you call that? 2016.
Yes, July 4th, 2016, the last Independence Day.
All right, fine. Why don't you go into the background?
Well, first of all, I missed the date because I think we've had our last Independence Day.
All right.
The book deals primarily with the means of propaganda used against the American public and indeed against the whole world by the powers to be, in order to deceive them to believe things that are not really in existence. There are so many examples of this. I suppose the best one would have been the last presidential election. In it we had two men running, Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry. Both of them are members of BONES, which is the American domicile of the Illuminati. Both men essentially have the same identical foreign and domestic policies, and both were put in power by the same people, or, you know, are beholden to the same people. So there's no difference between them, and I think this is exemplified in my books.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back in just a moment or two as we begin to develop some of these ideas. And I think it is so vitally important to recognize the fact that we do not have a two-party system in America. We have not had a two-party system, well, for a very, very long time, dating back until probably before the beginning of the 20th century in the 1800s. We're going to be back in just a moment to develop these ideas right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest today is Mr. Adrian Krieger, and he is a very successful businessman who eventually retired and is spending his time writing books and trying to educate the people as to what is really going on in the world and why things are happening the way they are now. We may differ a little on our interpretation of this, but I think we would both accept the fact that we have a one-party political system. And Mr. Krieger was simply pointing out that during the last election, we had two candidates. Both of them came from an organization at Yale known as Skull and Bones. There are only 15 people a year that are appointed to that. Statistically, what are the chances that both presidential candidates would come from the same secret society that is so secret that neither one of them would dare to tell anybody in public what the secrets are of Skull and Bones? And so you pick up the story there, Mr. Krieg.
Well, It's important for people to really understand, you know, Skull and Bones has been eminently successful in faking the power that they have. They control corporations. The Harriman Brothers Bank, for instance, in New York, is a bank with assets of well over $1 billion. They control the Yale Endowment Fund, which is well over $1 billion. They have 900 plus, between 900 and 1,000 active members, 300 of which are situated in the media, government, and law.
How about the CIA? Don't forget.
Well,
the CIA.
They've run that for years. I mean, you know, George Bush's father was a member, obviously, and he was in the CIA before he was head director of the CIA before he became president.
Right.
No, the CIA has been one of their domiciles, as is M15 in England. The Illuminati, which is what Bones really is. And I think, let people understand, I don't say this from conjecture. I say this as a fact. And the fact is very simply this. The initiation ceremonies for the Illuminati is identical to the initiation ceremonies for Bones. There's no difference, not one word is different, absolutely identical.
Have you actually seen what was said at the Illuminati or the Bones?
No, I have been able to obtain texts. There's other things. The Illuminati, of course, was founded in Bavaria in 1776.
Hold that thought right there as we bring our stations right back on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mr. Krieger was pointing out that the initiation ceremonies into Skull and Bones and the Illuminati are identical, and that he has actually been able to obtain transcripts of these ceremonies. So you pick up the story there, because this really is amazing, and we do know that some people have actually snuck into the tomb, that's what they call it, in Yale University, because there's all sorts of swastikas and skulls, human skulls and human bones. Geronimo's skull is there. I mean, if you or I were to steal Geronimo's skull, we'd be in prison, but of course, these people are above the law because they make the laws. And of course, their people are placed in key positions in government. Anyway, Mr. Krieg was saying that he has obtained information, transcripts, I assume, from where people actually were able to record those ceremonies and Skull and Bones. And then how about the Illuminati? What is the source of that?
The Illuminati was founded between 1776 and 1780 in Bavaria. The principal actor or protagonist in the creation of Illuminism was a man named Adam Weishaupt, whose Illuminist name was Spartacus. Now, this is another thing that both organizations share. Members get secret new names. They also share something else. They do not use our calendar. In order to find out what the Illuminist or Bones year is, you must add 322 to the year of the calendar. So the similarities are absolutely endless. They're identical. Furthermore, Since the original documents, of course, were all written in German, it's very interesting to note that most of the information at the tombs in New Haven, Connecticut, is also in German. There are also German sayings written on the walls.
We've certainly heard that they have the swastikas there from people who have actually been in there. In other words, not secondhand, but reading Alexandra Robbins' excellent book, Secrets of the Tomb, she tells about the people who have been there doing some redecorating, and they talk about the Nazi paraphernalia and the swastikas. And where is the outcry from the media? You know, poor old Prince, one of the Prince Charles' sons, had, you know, went to a party with a swastika on his arm, part of a, you know, masquerade party. Oh, the press was furious, but the fact that both presidential candidates would come from an organization that is part of their very ritual and their being has the Nazi paraphernalia, where is the outcry?
Well, you know, what was really astounding is when they asked Bush if he was a member of BONES, and he said yes. And then they said, well, would you tell us about that? And he says, well, I can't talk about that. And then they asked Kerry, and they said, are you a member of BONES? And she said, well, yes, I am. And he said, well, would you tell us what BONES is and does? And he says, well, I can't talk about that. You know, it's interesting that if you work for the government, and I did some contract work for the government, you have to fill out very extensive questionnaires. And one of the questions is, what organizations do you belong to? And then there's a note underneath that if you don't list all the organizations, you're under penalty of perjury. And if you don't say what this organization does, you're under the penalty of perjury. So before these guys even ran for office, both of them were liars. It's absolutely, scary to think that this organization basically controls the levers of government at this time. What's scary about it is the fact that Illuminism is the basis for communism. Adam Weishaupt developed these major points, which were graduated taxes, the seizing of property, all of the 10 major points of the Communist Manifesto published in London, England, also in German by Karl Marx, was plagiarized from the Illuminati. When you think about the consequences of all this, and you see that there's a very strong fascist tie-in, fascist and communist tie-in, and of course the fascists were socialists, the Italian party was the Nazionale Socialisti, the Germans were the Sozialistische Arbeiterpartei, and the communist was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. So there you have it, it's all the same.
You know, I think it's very interesting that they don't usually teach in schools somebody financed the Communist Manifesto. It was the League of the Just. Now, remember, this was 1847 that they were financing Karl Marx. And, of course, we know that Skull and Bones was formed in 1832. And Adam Weishaupt died about 1828. So Adam Weishaupt, who created the Illuminati. So all of these things were going on about the same time. And the League of the Just was a secret society that had strong ties to these same secret movements in Europe at that time. And what is really so significant, what most people really don't understand, is that if you look at the Communist Manifesto very carefully, it doesn't talk about, taking the wealth away from the wealthy. It talks about the dictatorship of the proletariat. And in the name, of course, of creating equality and helping the working man, what they're doing is creating a new ruling class. And that maybe that's why so many wealthy people support socialism, because they understand that stripped of all of its idealism, in the end you have a new wealthy ruling class in the West, just like you have an all-powerful ruling class under communism in Russia, and you have an all-powerful ruling class under Nazism in Germany, and you have an all-powerful ruling class under fascism in Italy. It's all sort of the same, isn't it?
Well, you see, I'm sort of the opinion after this last book I've written that socialism and communism are actually ruse.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, what these people hope to do is to create a situation that becomes so unbearable for the people that civil insurrections will spring up. And that at that point, they will control both the military and police functions of the various governments and be in a position to take over and impose their wills upon the public with the acquiescence of the public, because they would rather have anything than anarchy.
It's sort of like the people of England recently, after the July 7th bombing, 90% of them say, we'll just expand the police power of the state to protect us from those wicked terrorists.
Exactly. And no one, absolutely no one, is looking at the real and the proper issues. Everyone says, well, we want protection. Yes, extend the Patriot Act. It's wonderful. It's catching terrorists. Well, it's a lie. George Bush, in an interview, said emphatically that 400 people had been arrested.
And you're talking now, these are 400 terrorists had been arrested in the country since...
Due to the Patriot Act.
Right.
And actually, that's a lie, because 200 of them were immediately acquitted and let go because they were the wrong guys. So we're left with 200. And out of the 200, 181 of them were convicted of minor offenses like expired green cards and, you know, stuff like that. The longest jail time of any of these people was 11 months. So we know that they were all basically misdemeanors. Of the remaining 14 people, not one of them has been convicted of anything as of this date. So the Patriot Act, which has inconvenienced 380 million Americans, violates the entire Bill of Rights, has done absolutely nothing except to grant government ridiculous powers that they don't need.
Well, I think that John Reed, the mad shoe bomber, did get a life sentence, and there was one other fellow who was thinking of...
Yeah, but they weren't caught due to the Patriot Act.
Oh, no, of course they weren't. That you're absolutely right. You're absolutely
see?
Right.
Yeah, you know, and... when we look, it's absolutely astounding to me that people, what did Ben Franklin say? He was asked, at the end of the Continental Congress, what have you brought forth, Dr. Franklin? And he said, a republic if you can keep it. We've lost it. We lost a republic a long, long time. We lost it before the Wilson administration.
That was Mrs. Powell who asked him. I remember well. But I think it's so important that people need to understand that George Bush keeps talking about our being a democracy. Why would he say that? Because if you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, you will never once see a mention of the word democracy, Federalist Papers, other than to say the last thing we want is a democracy. Because our founding fathers knew that democracies always lead to tyranny. So why does George Bush and John Kerry and almost all of our leaders and almost all of our professors in our universities and the leaders of the great foundations, why do they all claim we're a democracy when it's a lie?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I have another question. Why do they call it the Democratic Party? Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party. Democrats. They're not democratic.
You're absolutely right. But, you see, it's all a matter of perception. And if they can control the language, they can control our vision of what's happening. If they can keep us from seeing certain things and focus our attention on other things, they can control what the American people hear, what they see, and ultimately what they believe.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Mr. Adrian Krieg, and we're going to be talking about his view that we have a one-party political system. And, of course, everybody knows the Republicans are in favor of limiting government, they're in favor of a balanced budget. but look and see what they're doing. And we know they're pro-life, but my goodness, when they had the opportunity to pass a partial birth abortion bill, they didn't put out a restriction as far as the Supreme Court was concerned. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. 4,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Adrian Krieg. And Mr. Krieg has written a number of books, and we'll let him up a few minutes from now. We'll tell you how to get in touch with his website and get more information. But we were simply talking about the myth of the two-party system, and Mr. Krieg was pointing out, of course, the background of the Illuminati and this influence and its relationship to the rituals, the traditions of the Skull and Bones organization, which has this as a powerful grip on America today. And yet, everything has been done to allay the apprehension of the American people. Oh, it's not, it's just a college fraternity like all the others. But there's no other college fraternity that has the power of Skull and Bones. Would that be fair to say?
That's absolutely, that's more than fair to say.
All right, you go ahead. Let's.
I just wanted to, you know, we were on a very interesting thought about words and meanings.
All right.
And I thought I would just very briefly interject. The greatest mastermind in propaganda in the 20th century was a man called Dr. Goebbels, who was a Nazi. He was so brilliant that he actually scared the Allies to death. They decided to fund, I guess you would call it a foundation in England, called the Tavistock Institute. And it was the Tavistock Institute's business or job to change people's thought patterns on issues. And they have been working since the 1940s. They're still running today. If you go to their website and you see, do they want any money from anyone? Oh no, they're self-endowed. They have plenty of money. They don't want anything from anyone. And please don't bother us, and so on and so forth. They have come up with things like cop killer bullet. Cop killer bullet? What's that? It's a jacketed ammunition. Every military in the world uses it. They've come up with the word gay. So we went from homosexual to gay. They came up with assault rifle. Well, assault rifle, what about an assault baseball bat? You see what I'm saying? These are words that create in a person a picture that is desirable for the people who have created the word. If I say to your listeners, baby, they picture in their mind a helpless little cute thing, you know, that's maybe sucking on a bottle, you know, and it's got no hair and so on. And if I say to them, cop killer bullet, they think of something evil designed specifically to kill police officers. See, it's a lie. They say gay. Well, gay is happy and, you know, and it's great. So, that's okay, right? Assault rifle. Well, I mean, it's a semi-automatic rifle. They were invented in the 1880s, very commonly used by the 1890s. They're nothing new whatsoever. And but they, through the use of these words, change our perception of how we look at things and how we think about things.
They change and alter our reality. They know how to use words to make us feel and react emotionally exactly as they want us to react emotionally.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just wanted to interject that so that people really do get an understanding of how they're being manipulated. And I mean, there are, you know, there are hundreds of words that have been altered. That had in the beginning of the 20th century a completely different meaning from what they mean today.
How about liberal? I mean, liberal used to be a wonderful word. Those
yes.
are the people who are really worried about freedom. And now, of course, the liberals want total control over government.
Well, the more interesting thing about liberal is that it was the Austrian school of economics.
Right.
You know, of Hayek and those people. I mean, a great... liberal economic systems that work totally free.
And of course, now they've taken away the use of the word conservative. So where do we fit? I'm certainly not a conservative. I don't want to conserve what we have. I'm not a liberal. I don't want total government control of our lives. And then once they take away the words, how do we communicate? And of course, we can't communicate. The very little difference between the left and the right, between the conservative and the liberal, between the Republican and the Democrat. Where do you want to be in the spectrum? And it's about time people understood. They control so much of what the American people think because they control the vocabulary. We're going to be right back with Adrian Krieg, explore these fascinating subjects. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Adrian Krieg. Would you like to go ahead and put out your telephone number, your website,
sure,
or where people can reach you? And
My books can be purchased at 800-431-1579. And if you want a synopsis of any of the books or detailed information or purchase them via PayPal, you can buy them off of my site, www.a2zpublications.com. I can also tell you that all bookstores have access to my books because they're sold through Ingram's, which is the biggest wholesaler in North America. So in any bookstore, if you put in July 4th, 2016, the last Independence Day, or Vale, or our political systems, they should come up.
Well, of course, what people don't understand is they're not teaching the Declaration of Independence in our schools today, and many of the textbooks even take certain words out of the Declaration of Independence, like the word God or creator or men were created or created. They've removed those words from the Declaration of Independence.
Well, you know, that's only the tip of the iceberg. I tell you, I was just up in Connecticut, and in a local newspaper, they had the Emancipation Proclamation, and they said what a wonderful man Lincoln was and how he freed the slaves, and how he did that to be such a wonderful person and a good guy. Well, the fact of the matter is that the Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves. It only freed the slaves in the southern states.
And not in the northern states.
And not in the northern. In Massachusetts, at the end of the Civil War, slavery was still legal when they were freed in the south.
Well, of course, the people don't understand that we did not go to war over slavery. The Emancipation Proclamation wasn't actually put out until after 2,000 Northerners had died in the draft riots because they didn't want to go into this war. And so they had to have an excuse for the war, and so they came up with the Emancipation Proclamation. But anybody who's ever studied the war of Northern aggression, and this is really what it was, will realize that the South had a right to succeed. 95% of Southerners did not own slaves. This was not about slavery at all. But that's not what they teach in schools today, is it?
No, it isn't. And they say that the South started the Civil War or the War of Northern Aggression, which is another lie. The Northern Navy blockaded the South to prevent Southern states from doing business with their primary business partner, which was England. And the reason that the Southerners were doing all this business with England was because England was buying the cotton and the industrial manufactured goods that were being imported from England were of a much better quality than what they could get out of New England. And so the New Englanders said, well, let's blockade them and force them to buy the stuff from us. That's a disgraceful situation, and that's what really the Civil War was about.
It was really much more about economics than anything, and the slaves were simply pawns. In fact, there were many, many times that there were people who were trying to do away with slavery and trying to get legislation through Congress, and it was many times the Northerners that voted against the legislation that would have done away with slavery. So
yeah.
People have to understand that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king.
Well, and it's, of course, also the victors write the history.
Right.
You know, but it's the most telling part of that whole era is a statement made by Baron Rothschild in London. And, of course, Baron Rothschild at that time controlled the largest banking empire in the world with branches in Naples and Vienna and Berlin and Frankfurt and, you know, Brussels and, I mean, Holland, Amsterdam, all over the place. And London. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing this because I'm saying it from memory, he in essence said, we don't really want slavery anymore because we know that through economics and the control of money, we can control these populations without the responsibility as a slave owner of having to take care of them. And, I mean, when you look at it, this is essentially what's happened. In Valle, in the very last chapter, it's a very short chapter, it's only about 5 or 6 pages, I ask a question, are we free or are we slaves? And when we look at this, really objectively, we look at Rome and we say, what was the responsibility of a Roman slave? He had to toil 50% of the time for his master. And 50% of the time, he was allowed to toil for himself to, you know, to make sure that his family and he had food and so on and so forth. And when we go to the system of serfdom in Russia under the Tsars and later and then earlier in Europe, we find that the serfs in Europe toiled half the time for their lord and half the time for themselves. And today, Americans, on average, pay 49.20% of their income in taxes, fees, licenses, etc. So, where has anything changed?
Well, we're about a 1% better than the slaves were.
That's exactly it.
People have to really understand the financial system. They have to understand the myth of the two-party system. And they have to understand where things are going now. Right now, things are wonderful in America. We still have a tremendous abundance. We have more freedom than any other place in the world. But my fear is that they are going to create more terrorism. There will be a financial collapse or a biological plague that will suddenly appear, because we're being told over and over again it's going to appear, maybe an influenza virus that will come from Asia. But whatever that catastrophe will be, the whole system will begin to implode, and then, of course, the government will take care of us. They will, of course, regulate every aspect of human endeavor, and I believe this is not going to be happening by accident. I think everything is in place. I think that they are going to move us into a cashless society. What are your thoughts on that, Adrian? Do you see a cashless society coming?
My thoughts are so identical to yours that I don't have to say anything.
Well, you go ahead and talk, because people already hear what I have to say. You go ahead.
Well, you know, all you have to do, if anyone out there disagrees with what Dr. Stan just said, all they have to do is look at UN and State Department documents. Get a copy of NAFTA and read NAFTA. You know, I have been a violent opponent of NAFTA since the day it was started. People don't realize what this thing, you know, let's put this in very simple terms. NAFTA is supposed to be a trade agreement between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, which over a period of 10 years is to reduce all tariff barriers to zero. In other words, 10% a year on every tariff barrier from every country down to zero in 10 years, and next year we'll be starting our 10th year. So now I've just said that in a very short paragraph. NAFTA is two books. The first book is 11.5 by 9 inches, and it is an inch and a half thick.
Gee, what's in that? Because I don't think anybody's ever read it.
The second volume is 8.5 by 11, and it is 1.25 inches thick. The pages are not consecutively numbered so that you can't say how many pages there are in the two documents. But very obviously, they say something completely different from what I just said. There are things in there. For instance, there is to be a created after the 10th year a central controlling directorate that will be located in San Antonio, Texas. Why do you think George Bush and those Texans are pushing NAFTA so hard? The headquarters for NAFTA and for this whole trade bloc is going to be in Texas. There are things in there which deal with every conceivable issue, private property, transport, everything. This is not what we were told. And when we were told about NAFTA, 86% of the people were opposed to it. Today, well over 60% are opposed to it. That's with 10 years of propaganda telling us how wonderful it is. It's so wonderful that in South Carolina, 70,000 people lost their jobs due to it. In Connecticut, 37,000 people lost their jobs. In every state of the union, manufacturing employment has declined to almost zero, because a manufacturer can no longer produce in this country when he's competing with a country where the average labor blue-collar worker earns $1.47 an hour.
Well, of course, that part of that, of course, is the World Trade Organization, and
oh,
then,
absolutely.
we're competing with people who are paid 50 cents an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And that is why our major corporations are making a lot of money. But they're not making it by producing things in America. They're making money by producing things in China and then bringing them into this country tariff-free. And, of course, by that means they make money. American workers, of course, can still buy cheap goods if they have a job. What's really so tragic is that so many people have lost their jobs, and the new jobs they get are with a lower wage and lower benefits, and they're progressively, intentionally, and knowingly and maliciously lowering the living standards of the American people, but they don't want the American people to know that.
Well, you know, I give some examples in some of my books about that, and it's very interesting because, you know, they're now telling us there's no inflation and they're creating all these jobs, and well, they're all lies. And it's very simple to understand that. So let's go to 1950. In 1950, you could buy a nice one-family house for $14,000. You could buy a good car, a Chevrolet or a Ford, a good Buick, good quality car, for between $2,600 and $3,200. So now we have to say, how much money did the average wage earner, blue-collar age earner, earn at that time? He earned about $9,000 to $12,000.
A year, right.
A year. So with that money, he had the ability to buy about three cars. Or he had the ability to almost buy a house with 1 year's worth of wages. And today, in the county that I live in, the average house is $245,000 and the average income is about $27,000. So we have decreased by a factor of 10 the well-being of the individual citizen. So how does the government get around this? Very cleverly, they tell us, well, you know, this inflation is almost non-existent. It's 1.1%. How do they derive the number that they come up with? Very simply, they eliminate the cost of housing, they eliminate the cost of fuels, and they eliminate the cost of taxes. The three single items that have increased by the largest percentage over the past 15 years are eliminated. They're not, they don't count them.
I think they must leave health care costs out of that too, because health care costs are going up 10%. Certainly drug costs many times 20% a year.
Yeah.
And it's that old adage, are you going to believe what we tell you, or are you going to believe your lying eyes?
Well, you know, they do this with labor statistics. They say to us, well, you know, we only have 5% unemployment. It's an absolute lie. And I can tell you why it's a lie, and it's very simple, and anybody can understand this. They only count people who are getting checks from a government agency, state or federal, because they're not working. Well, when those benefits expire, they stop counting them. When a guy who worked in a Chevy plant and was getting $24 an hour loses his job because now they're making the engine blocks in Mexico or Brazil, and he gets a job flipping hamburgers at $8 an hour, they don't count that as a loss. I mean, the guy's employed. You see, we created a job. So this, as you mentioned before, this is all part of a gigantic lie. And but people must begin to understand that and rebel against it. I mean, we have to tell these congressmen, hey, listen, I don't like the way you voted. I'm either going to run against you or I'm going to vote for against you, and I'm going to give anybody who opposes you $5. You know, we must bring a change about it. I mean, the only good congressman we have is Ron Paul, and he's only one congressman out of Texas.
Well, there are a few other good ones there, but he usually get maybe 40 or 50 votes, but he doesn't have enough votes. And I would agree with you. Most of those people in Congress should be retired to a comfortable government pension, because they get an entirely different pension system and a different health care system than us common folks. And what we ought to do is retire those people on their pensions and then get people in who believe in the Constitution, who believe the function of the federal government is to be limited by the chains of the Constitution, and will do what they've promised to do rather than what is expedient.
Let's fire up your listeners. Let's really fire them up. An American congressman or a senator pays $310 a year for all his health care benefits, those of his wife, and those of his children to age 25. He earns $165,000. He has basically no expenses because his travel is paid for by government, his haircuts are free, his library uses are free, and if there's anything that's not free, then all the government agencies who solicit these congressmen to vote for budget increases for their agencies will give them anything they want.
Well, I think we really have in Washington, D.C. today some of the finest legislators that money could buy. Adrian, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
It's been great to be on your show. And again, if your listeners want to buy my books, 800-431-1579.
And the website is?
A2ZPublications.com.
Number two. Okay.
A2ZPublications.com.
God bless. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Stan. It's been a real pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WART.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. BHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we just had a pleasant shot this evening with Mr. Craig, and just would like to mention some of the things we have you won't find elsewhere. We have a great four-tape set on the Skull and Bones. You won't find anything quite like it. Interviews with Alexandra Robbins and with Charlotte Isabey, whose father was and grandfather were Skull and Bones, at Kurt Milligan. So if you'd like to really get into the background of what Skull and Bones is really about, this secret society that was able to run two presidential candidates in the year 2000, one supposedly a Republican and the other supposedly a Democrat. Why, the four tape set's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have copies of Alexander Robbins' book, The Secrets of the Tomb. We have the book, America's Secret Establishment, written by Professor Sutton, going into this most secret and most powerful organization in America. And then, of course, we have from the Skull and Bones itself, we have their complete membership list from 1832 up until 1983 and 1987. We actually have two, and you can get either one of them if you want, because you can get both of them, but they're pretty much identical. And then, of course, we have the book Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones by Kurt Milligan, which is a series of essays by people who've studied this secret society. But you must understand, Skull and Bones is simply one of many secret societies. Again, that would be the four audio tapes on this. And then, of course, it would be the book, The Secrets of the Tomb, Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones, America's Secret Establishment, and the membership list that comes from Skull and Bones. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which points out that Skull and Bones is just one of many secret societies. And they have one common denominator, and they are all founded in the occult, and their ultimate goal is a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world financial system. So, again, the telephone number to call, 1-800-544-8927. I do want to mention that we have an opportunity to add 18 stations to our evening network, and that would mean that our evening program would be heard in about 30 stations. We have to buy the time, but we've been offered a almost unbelievable price on that. Quite frankly, we need your help. If you would like to see Radio Liberty expand further, and you're in a position to help, of course, we'd either appreciate a monthly pledge or a one-time offer to help us. And our number is 1-800-544-8927. We're talking about 18 additional stations, some of the major stations in the Midwest. So if you'd like to help, 1-800-544-8927. We hope that many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can certainly listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet, either there live by linking to other networks that carry us. You can listen to our archives. You can read our newsletters. And let me suggest that you get our newsletters, pull them down, and read them. Now, we're putting some of them into booklets for you so that you can disseminate them to others. We've put together a DVD called The Coming Financial Crisis. It's a talk I gave recently with information you need to know to prepare yourself for the coming financial catastrophe that is coming. It's a financial crisis. Even Paul Volcker, formerly chairman of the Federal Reserve, says he thinks there's going to be a financial crisis. And we'll give you his speech, at least a summary of his speech. And then we have a booklet that goes with that you can get or get separately. It's called A History of Money. It's only $3.95. Of course, the DVD is $19.95. But we have so many items that you need to get to understand what's going on, to prepare and protect yourself for what lies ahead. And remember, behind everything going on are those dark spirits or forces that have been there since the beginning of time. Please pray for America. pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, when we'll be back once again, may the Lord be with you.